the King of Kings. We'll sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
Give me oil,
oh give me oil in my hand. Give me oil in my hand, I pray.
Let's clap it to him.
Welcome all the visitors. We got quite a few of them here this morning. You're all, each and everyone, welcome. This is the Happy Church. Amen. We're happy and thankful to be a part of God's great economy, the bride of Jesus Christ. If you look to the left or to the right of you or behind you, you're going to see a royal seat of Abraham. And we believe that you're one of them too. So welcome. We come expecting every week for the coming of the Lord. And it's no different today. We're coming here. expecting the coming of the Lord. We might not even finish this service today. Praise the name of the Lord. But if not, we're going to be feasting on fresh manna coming straight from the kingdom of God. And we believe that. We pray that you all have come today prepared. Are you prepared to hear the word?
Amen.
Amen. Well, preparation is what it's all about. Is we have to be prepared. We've been talking about that lately. Is getting ready. Is for when the Lord to do something, we have to get ready. And we talked the other day, I got a couple of texts from a couple of hunters out there was telling us that they come to service Wednesday night prepared like they do when they get ready for hunting. Said it was the greatest blessing they ever had when they come to church. And it is in that little illustration that is that the more that you're prepared for you hunters, if you go out and you're hunting, the more that you spend time in the woods, the more that you spend time tracking and looking and doing the things, the more successful you're going to be. It's constantly being all the time, being that preparation to get out and go in the woods. If you just go in the woods, you grab your gun and go in the woods, the odds of you getting a nice buck are really slim. You might get one, but the more that you practice, the more that you put into it, the more that you're going to have a good, successful hunt. And it is with our sisters. I know that we're getting ready. We have a couple of showers that were this weekend with our sisters and preparing for weddings. And our sisters are getting ready for weddings. It takes a lot of preparation to get ready for a wedding. They're getting all the gowns together and for the bridesmaids and the grooms and the cakes and everything that you have to do. It takes a lot of preparation for that special day. You want everything to be exactly perfect. So you go over it and over it. And the more time that you put into it, the more that that wedding day is going to turn out without a wrinkle or nothing. Everything is going to be perfect. And that's the same way it is with this message. The more preparation that we put into it, the more we're going to get out of it. Now, even Christ himself had to be prepared. When he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, he had to go away and he had to pray. He had a prayer meeting. Brother Branham says he called a conference. We've heard that message where Brother Branham says calling a conference and having a conference with the Lord Jesus is that he had to get ready for what was going to happen to him. He had to be prepared. He spoke to the Father so that he was ready. When it come time for him to move into action, he was prepared because he'd been in prayer and spoke to the Father. It was with Moses when he went up on Mount Sinai. He was there for 40 days and the 40 nights. He was there trying to get prepared, for the Lord had a message to give to him, to give to the bride of Jesus Christ. But he had to wait for 40 days and 40 nights and praying and fasting and hunting and waiting for the Lord. And so do we. When we want something from the Lord, the more that you're prepared, can you testify that the more that you're ready, when you come to church on Sunday, when you come to church on Wednesday, if you're prepared and you've been praying and seeking the Lord and you're under that anticipation, amen, when you come here, do you get more?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Speaking to a brother the other day, I told him, it's just like, how many of you ever been to an orchestra? You ever seen an orchestra play or go? Is if you ever went into it and you went like the Louisville or the Philharmonic Orchestra, if you've seen a video of it and everything, that, you know, before they come to have that great orchestra, all the musicians practice, practice, practice. They practice by themselves. They get in, they get alone, they do their instruments, they get ready, and they meditate, they think about their song, they think about the place they need to be in that orchestra, in God's great orchestra, us too. But they sit there and they prepare themselves and prepare themselves. And it's really something is before that orchestra, before they come out. And if you've ever been there that you've heard in the orchestra, and if you're all orchestras and we got the violins and the horns and the flutes and the oboes and all the different things, and you hear them, it is the craziest thing you ever heard of. Everybody's playing their instruments and squeaking all over and everything. You ever hear it, how that is? It sounds like total confusion. That it's all over. They're warming up. They're getting ready. They're getting ready. But when the master conductor, amen, when he comes before them,
amen,
they all stop.
Amen.
All eyes are upon him.
Amen.
They're watching him.
Amen.
And he brings out his little wand. And when they do, they get all prepared. They get all ready for him. They practice. They're ready. They know their part. They've done everything that they can to doing it. But now they're going to all join in together. But they've got to wait for that conductor to give them the instructions of when to start. If not, it's going to be, wait. They're all looking. He raises up his wand. Da-da-da-da! Yeah. Praise the Lord, it's beautiful! But we are part of God's great orchestra. And if we practice and practice as individuals and get ready, then when we come together like we are today, and we've been in prayer, we've been into the Word, and we're under anticipation, and we're waiting for Father to say something to us, when that great Master, the Holy Spirit, comes up, and He comes up and says, "Good morning, friends."
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I didn't hear no amens. Come on, what is it? You guys need a little bit more training. One more time.
Amen. 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 Amen.
There you go. That's what we do when we hear this word. Brother Brandon says that's the true sign of the Holy Ghost, is to say amen to every word. And it's the words of eternal life for us. So it is. We are part of God's great orchestra that's out there. That He is. But it does take that master conductor to bring us all together in one mind and one accord. That's what He did on the day of Pentecost. He brought them together in one mind and one accord. And He says, when the bride gets herself ready in that position, anything can happen. That's why we come under such great expectations and to be here. So it's wonderful to have you all here today. We're getting ready to hear a wonderful message today, a Jubilee message.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Know to many that it might be thinking of this message that we're going to hear today is, "What house will you build for me?" It's just a little small, it's not very long, it's 27 minutes long, and it is that Brother Branham going into the tabernacle and our Brother Green in Tucson Tabernacle and kind of dedicating that church and stuff. But truly, it's a love letter.
Amen.
To the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And this whole message is a love letter.
Amen.
To the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. It is in a love letter, like Brother Branham said when he sent a letter to Sister Branham, said when he was overseas, he said, "Oh, the kids are doing fine, they're doing good, and I put them to bed and everything." He says, "But I can read between the lines." And when the bride's in tune with the master conductor, they know. They know what he's saying. And if we'll open up our hearts today, there's so many things that Brother Branham does say on this message that it is for the bride of Jesus Christ. And I just want to read a couple of quotes that really, really stirs my heart, because I believe it applies to us, this group that are right here today. Brother Branham, he's talking about, and when he comes up, he's talking about Brother Green, and he says he thought Brother Green made a great statement. He says, because of what he said. So let's read between the lines of what he's saying in this great statement that Brother Green made. He said, Brother Green saying, quote, he said, "The message doesn't come to me through the giving of the inspiration as it does to maybe some of us. But," he said, "I'm here to back up what God has given."
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's what I'm here for.
Amen.
Amen. He says, what a statement. And he says, "I believe if we will cooperate together, we'll put our hearts to it." He says, "I know each one of you, if you feel like I do, I am so hungry to see the Spirit of God moving. I can't hardly stand it."
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Is that where you are? Are you so hungry that you can't hardly wait receive the praises of the Lord. And why is it where Brother Branham is saying that? And to bring you up as if you don't know some of you and some of the younger ones, when Brother Branham was out in Arizona and you hear him saying this message, all the churches had turned him down. All the places he tried to, they were a threat. They did not. They boycotted him. They come together and said he couldn't speak at their church. He said the Assemblies of God and the Pentecostal and everything else, they come together. They would not let Brother Branham come up and speak in their church. They wouldn't do it. Because if they would, the organization would kick them out. And he said that was their meal tickets. Those Demases.
Amen.
That's what he said they were. That was those Demases. He says that they went that way for their denomination. No, Brother Branham can't come up in the pulpit. He says, I understand. That's it. He goes, but not me. I go for the mind, the perfect will of God.
Amen.
He goes on to say here, he says in that morning, Brother Green, this morning, the pulpit was open at any time. Now, usually, that's open for me to speak. Amen.
Amen.
Now, usually, I have to drive all the way to Jeffersonville, Indiana, to give a message that God gave me to bring it to the people. Go all the way to Jeffersonville, Indiana, and each one of you string across the country and hook up the wires and things to get the message. Because that's what we're living on.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Are you living on this message? Amen. Spiritual food in due season. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Be seated. I love that. He said, that's what we're here for. Well, we don't have to do no more. Well, God gives me a message. I can walk right here to the pulpit and preach it and feel free to do it.
Amen.
Because he was welcomed.
Amen.
To that pulpit. While Brother Green made that statement, I'm just backing up what God's already given. You've got the word, Brother Branham. The message come to the...
Amen.
That's right. And he had the word, and Brother Green recognizing, this is your pulpit. Whenever you want to come, you can come and speak. You can speak the word. That's what we're living on. That's what we're here for. He says, now I have a freedom to come and to bring the word anytime that he was willing to set down to let that prophet come up and to speak.
Amen.
That's why he said he was so happy. He says, I'm so thankful. Now I don't have to go right back to Jeffersonville. I can do it right here because everybody's shutting down. And he had no place to speak. So he was so happy and so thankful to the Lord of that. But so is it now today.
Amen.
That in this message, it's the same thing.
That's right.
It is the same thing in this message.
Amen.
If you try to encourage a minister to play the tape in their church, you are so misunderstood.
Amen.
You're misunderstood.
Amen.
It's the tape that you're against the fivefold ministry. You're against the ministry. And it's not against the ministry. It's but Brother Branham doesn't have a pulpit.
Amen.
He doesn't have a place. He wanted to speak to his people like this.
Amen.
The word come to speak to his bride of Jesus Christ, but he's not welcome no more.
Amen.
And to doing it, if you're boycotted and say, you hear that, you know, well, we can play the tapes anytime. We need a live ministry.
Amen.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all about it. But guess what? This is the livest ministry there is. Glory to the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. the Lord. You may be seated.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
It's just the way that it is.
Amen.
And when you shut that prophet out of that pulpit and you say that that's not a live ministry, I got something to tell you. Demas.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
Demas. I know I'm going to get it for that.
Well, that's all right. Praise the Lord.
But I'm not against nothing. But I'm for this word. I'm for this message. I'm for God's prophet. And this is His pulpit. His pulpit. I'm glad I got a revelation of that. That is my revelation. That's this message. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. So when I hear that message today, when I heard it, it just breaks my heart. They did it to Jesus. They did it to God's prophet. They do it now.
Amen.
They don't want Him behind the pulpit. They don't want Him to bring it. It's like, well, I'll just give Him a few minutes here and there. And it's back to the preparation. If it is, yeah, it's just so hard on the people. They'll 30 minutes and, oh, man, we got to go. I said, man, I ain't got that problem. Our people work 3 hours tonight. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's what we should be. Brother Bram says, you know, your beans or your money or whatever. He says, this is more important than that and all your money and whatever you're going to do. This is eternal life.
Amen.
He said, let them beans scorch. He says, let that money go. It just don't matter. And it don't matter to us. And that's the bride of Christ is in tune that into this message and what it means to us. So today, as we get ready, is that it is, and I pray that you've been prayed up, that it is a time for all of our visitors here. You probably know we're going to have elections this morning, and you've picked up the ballots and stuff in the back. That my name's there. If you don't expect to hear tapes, then you better check no. Because if I'm up here, it's what you're going to hear, the tapes.
Hallelujah.
But we pray that you've come up, prayed up for the message, but also been praying about the elections today, and that is, you picked up the ballots and everything up in the back. The brothers, we're going to do it a little bit different, is that we're going to give you a little bit of time to fill them out now, is before we go into, or after we have prayer. I just want to tell you that we're going to give a little bit of time, is after we have prayer, that you have your ballots and you have your pens, is we're going to let the sisters just play for about 10 minutes and stuff and fill out the ballots. And then when you're done, just put them in your Bible or sisters in your purse or something and put them away. And then we'll continue on with service. And then when we leave today, as you're leaving out the doors, you'll see two big boxes that are out there. And just drop your ballots inside the boxes there. And then also is the little card that we put in there, the contact information card. We put that in there is that we want to have your name, your address, your email. So if there would be a reason that we'd have to cancel church for some reason, you couldn't go, the internet's down or something like that, that we could contact you and let you know. Or if something would come up down at the tabernacle and we couldn't have services down there, or vice versa, we couldn't be here and we're going to be down there, so we could let you know and keep in contact with you. So at the same time, if you'll fill that out and you'll just drop it in at the same time with your ballots for the voting. And as I told you last week, is I've got no interest in going back there when the tape's being played to count ballots. I don't, whatever the Lord wants, that's what I want, it's what you want.
Amen.
So I just want to stay in the Word.
Amen.
So we will not, we'll come back, and it'll be next Sunday that we will. We'll make the announcements and everything to you. Also, too, is we had a lot of our younger people were up in Pennsylvania, and as if you didn't hear, is to remind you is that one of the qualifications that we had is if you children, if you're paying your tithes here at the tabernacle and you've been baptized and have the Holy Spirit in your life, vote.
Amen.
You're a member, a part of this body.
Amen.
And it counts.
Amen.
I think that it counts. Amen. You're part of us.
Amen.
You're going with us.
Amen.
They're going with us. Actually, we saw last week is when a part of that body was missing from your visitors, that we had probably almost 80 people has gone from the church, and there was quite a few of the young people that were gone, and it was like bad. I can see why pastors really don't want their kids to go no places. Like, just stay here. But anyway, we did miss them, but they are eligible. And I want to encourage, too, if you didn't already pick up or they told you in the back, it's for the young ones, is that many of you, which is so wonderful, teaching your young kids at different ages. You see it come in, and Brother Billy Paul, go back and read it, and it's got a MRDM, or to pay their tithes or something. They got their little quarters or little dollars or 50 cents in there where they're paying their tithes and stuff. And you parents teaching your kids how to pay tithes. That's the word.
Amen.
That's what you need to be teaching them to doing it.
Amen.
So if you hadn't, if you picked up a ballot, let them write on the ballot. Let them write their names down and what they are, and they can vote too. We'll take care of it back there, but but let them, you're trying to teach them. You're trying to teach them what's the right thing to do. So to them, it's important that you're doing it. So the Lord richly bless you. Now we want you to stand up as we go to prayer. As we invite the Holy Spirit, as we bow our heads, thank the Lord for His mercy, grace, and goodness to us. We thank Him for what a wonderful privilege it is to once again to be here in His house and to worship Him and to talk about Him and to feel His presence. It's life to us. Eternal life. We live for it. To see the love and unity that the Holy Spirit's bringing to His bride of Jesus Christ around the world. Truly, we're in a late hour. We see the things that are happening natural in the world, that it's gone insane. It's the seed is coming to maturity. We see Sodom and Gomorrah, all those ragweeds, we see them coming to maturity. We see the wheat coming to maturity too. The bride is coming into full maturity. And how does it get that? By sitting in the presence of the Son, ripening. And that Son is this Word, the Holy Spirit. And the more we sit in that Son, the more we ripen. We get that beautiful golden color. Lord, ripen in Your presence, Lord. We love You. We thank You. We worship You. And that's what we're here for today, Lord, is to worship You in spirit and the truth. We invite You to come to open up our hearts to hear Your Word. We want to take everything, all the distractions that the world has, that we have, our day-to-day lives, our toils that we have, Lord, they're out the door. We're here for one purpose, because they don't matter. The only thing that matters is happening right now. This is the happening thing. Right now. Right where we're at. But we want to invite You, Holy Spirit, to come here and to be with us, Lord. We welcome You. And it's so wonderful to feel Your presence, Lord, and to be here. To be identified with the bride of Jesus Christ. But we are needy people. We have many needs. And Lord, You know each and every need. You know the needs of all the prayer requests that write in, the emails, the texts, the ones that are written. Lord, You know each and every one. But this is a group of Your bride, Lord. And we believe Your Word with all of our heart, Lord.
Amen.
And we believe according to His Word. He said when two or three are gathered together in His name, He would be in their midst.
Amen.
So He's here. So we're here to invite Him, to make Him feel welcome, so that we can worship Him. And to bring these requests to Him, that, Lord, we know and believe that You're going to answer every need. We've seen You do so much, Lord. So much. He said, sickness, that's from the devil. It has no business on a son or daughter of God. None. None. He has no right at all. None. You believe that?
Amen.
It's the Word. He has none on you.
Yes,
believe it. We want to see things instant happen. Doesn't necessarily happen. He said, but you just hold on.
Amen.
Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold on and believe. And then, Lord, I do. I don't care what it looks like. Like that prophet throwing up between his fingers. And he says, give me a bowl of that bean soup and an onion.
Amen.
He said, you are lying. He said, you are looking at the symptoms. I'm looking at a promise. Are you looking at a promise this morning? Then, Lord, hold your request in your heart. But then raise your hand up to Him and say, Lord, do you know what my request is? You know what my need is? And Lord, I know you're here to meet it. Help me and help the others. I'm going to pray for them, Lord, that you'll be with them. And as we just sing our little song, that we're going to reach out and touch Him as He comes by. Because He's here. He's moving in and out, up and down the aisles, back and forth. We can feel His presence. Lord, we're going to reach out and touch as you go by. We're going to hold on to you and believe what's down in our heart. So as we sing that little song, and I welcome our brother Samuel to come up here and to take us to the throne with these requests, let's just reach out and touch the Lord. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry.
Heads bowed to the dust from which we came, but we thank you, Lord, for Calvary, for your precious blood, Lord, that you shed. Lord, you purchased our salvation. You purchased our healing. You sent Brother William Marion Branham with, thus saith the Lord, to tell us the whole truth of the matter. Thank you, Lord, for that stored up food today. Lord, we thank you for your presence. We just want to invite you into this service, Lord. We want to wash your feet, Lord. We want you to be welcome in our midst, Lord. We want to pour out our heart before you, Lord, and just give you praise, Lord, and thanks for all that you've done for us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you know our hearts and our lives, Lord, and our needs that's upon our hearts, Lord, and these requests that's been written down, Lord. Lord, there's nothing impossible with you. Your prophet, when he came, Lord, the angel told him, if you can get the people to believe you, nothing will stand before your prayer, not even cancer. Lord, help us as a people to believe that commission today, that it's in effect, Lord, that if we need the Holy Ghost, Lord, right now, Lord, let that person just reach out and accept it right now, not waiting for anything else, but receiving it right now. Healing, Lord, just to reach out and take it, Lord. It's ours, Lord. Lord, to believe that commission, to believe that prophet, to believe that word, to receive that word right now, Lord. Oh God, we accept it, Lord. The seed of Abraham shall possess every gate of the enemy. Thank you, Lord. Lord, it's just all you, Lord. We love you, Lord, today. And we're so happy, Lord, to see the scriptures being fulfilled right in front of our midst, Lord.
Amen.
We love you, Lord, as our brother Joseph has spoken to us to prepare ourselves, Lord, for the hour that we're living in. Lord, as he has exhorted us, Lord, to do. Lord, help us to prepare our hearts, Lord. Lord, for the hour we're living in. And God, as that message goes forward today, God, may that little bride just receive that love letter and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just give you praise. We thank you, Lord, that you're in full control. And we know that your word will never return void. Bless this service today. Anoint us afresh, Lord. And then refresh us as we look to you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your
Is there anybody here that needs a ballot that didn't pick it up? You can continue playing. It's fine. Is anybody here that needs a ballot or a pen or anything? We're good. Okay, we'll let the sisters just play and let you fill them out for a few minutes. God bless you.